the greatest jewel. In Varshana, which is the eternal home of Srimati Radharani, there are some huge weighing scales. They are very tall. Once an amazing story happened in that place. Not far from that place lived a poor Brahmin. He was so poor that he could hardly feed his family. He had a beloved daughter whose marriage he wanted to arrange. But no one wanted to marry her because her parents did not have enough money to give a dowry. The Brahmin's wife was very much worried that they were living without money and could not help their daughter. On the advice of his wife, the Brahmin decided to find Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, to ask for his help. The Brahmin walked for a long time in Vrindavan until he came to Varshana. There, in a beautiful meadow, where many wonderful smelling flowers grew, the Brahmin saw Krishna. Krishna was sitting on a swing with Srimati Radharani, and the gopis were lovingly serving them. Approaching Krishna, the Brahmin fell to the ground in dandavats and began to ask for his help. "Oh, Nandalal, the beautiful son of Maharaj Nanda, please take pity on me. You are known everywhere as one who gives care to the cows and the Brahmins. I am a poor Brahmin. Please help me. Please give me something." The look on this Brahmin's face was so sad that Krishna immediately wanted to help him. "What can I do for you, my dear Brahmin?" asked Krishna. "The Brahmins are always in my heart and they are very dear to me. Please tell me, what do you want, and I will give you the dearest thing that I have." When the Brahmin heard these words, his heart was filled with joy. "Oh, Nandalal, Krishna, thank you for your generosity. If you give me what is very dear to you, I shall be very happy." Then Krishna looked at Srimati Radharani and said, "Dear Brahmin, the most precious thing I have is Srimati Radharani. You can have her." Then, looking at Krishna with big eyes, the Brahmin cried bitterly. "Why on earth are you crying?" Krishna asked. "Are you not happy?" "Oh, Krishna," said the Brahmin through his tears, "what shall I do? I already have a daughter. But we are so poor that we cannot give any dowry for her. That is why no one will take her as a wife. My wife urged me every day to find you and ask for your help. Now I will have two daughters. What will I do with them?" Saying this, the Brahmin wept bitterly. Tears also rolled down from Srimati Radharani's eyes. Seeing her tears, all the gopis cried. Krishna, who wanted to make everyone happy, was perplexed as to what he should do now. "O Krishna," said Sri Radhika, "how could you give me to the first man you meet? I cannot go with him. I love you alone." Krishna's heart squeezed when he saw the crystal droplets of Srimati Radharani's tears. After thinking for a while, Krishna said, "Look here." Suddenly, from nowhere, a huge weighing scale appeared in the clearing. "Radhika, you sit on one side of the scale," Krishna ordered. "And you gopis, if you want Radha to remain with you, bring your ornaments here and put them on the other side of the scale." The gopis rushed to take off their jewelry. Unwilling to part with their beloved friend, they threw their bangles, necklaces, rings, belts, crowns, and ankle bells onto the scales. However, the scales did not move. Radha was still heavier. Then the gopis ran home and brought all their jewelry. But even that was not enough to outweigh Srimati Radharani. Soon the jewelry on the scales was so much that there was nowhere to put it. Then Krishna said, O Brahman, know that no treasure in the universe will ever outweigh the jewel that you have given up. Radharani is priceless. She cannot be compared to diamonds, rubies, emeralds, or even sapphires. She means so much more to me. You, however, can have a basket of jewelry, and it will be a good dowry for your daughter, and you can give her in marriage. The excited Brahman grabbed the bowl of jewelry, placed it on his head, and went home. He walked very slowly. Suddenly, he felt sad. He put the basket in front of him and cried. He suddenly realized that no treasure in the world can ever compare to what a soul experiences next to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. When he turned back, he saw Krishna waving at him. Then the Brahman firmly decided to get his daughter married, as all good fathers do. And then he came to Varshana with his wife and started living where Sri Radha and Sri Krishna play their divine games.